Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sensitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Jess Palmer, a she-there fairy humanoid trying their best to live life to the fullest. And what does that even mean these days? I truly feel that since 2020, life has just, shit's been hitting the fan, you know, and I know many folks feel the same. That it feels like one thing after another, and how much longer are we meant to persevere, right? So if you're feeling the heaviness of life in the world lately, you're not alone. Also, if you can hear my air conditioning, it is also 100 degrees today in Massachusetts, folks, so your homie is in bed and trying to stay as cool as possible. But I wanted to get on here and just talk about disappointment in a stream of consciousness type format here. So recently I've had to come to terms with some hard truths in life in regards to an intimate relationship. This person was someone that I was very attached to. Was very invested in, and I'm very loyal to the people in my life. Like, if I love you and you are a significant person in my life, like, I'm always gonna have your back. And in life, I have not always had that same kindness shown to me in return, but it doesn't prevent me from not still giving it my all in all of my relationships. But I do feel that maybe in some way it's some type of complex that I have, but it leads me to disappointment, especially when people don't live up to the expectations or narratives I've created in my head. And that's not anyone's fault but my own, right? But disappointment is a real thing. And I think disappointment is brewed from maybe, like, in this personal instance, right? I had greater expectations for this person. Hope that they would do the work that they needed to do in order to become the person that I know that they're capable of being, and in turn changing our relationship dynamic for the better. And when that expectation was not met, of course, it led to disappointment. And I think disappointment can be an inspiring teacher, a hard one though, of course. But when we take the time to allow disappointment to dig us in deeper as to where this comes from, like, where does this need for this expectation to be met come from? Is it because we need some external validation through the actions of others, you know? And again, I think in this personal instance, by feeling disappointed by this person, it's invited me to take a hard look at who I am, how far I've come, the work I've done, and what I'm not willing to settle for in the name of emotional attachment and connections not based in reality. And if you're new to the podcast, I've been diagnosed ADHD as well as autism spectrum disorder. And something I've been talking with other neurodivergent folks that I'm friends with, as well as my therapist, is that I have always escaped through disassociating into internal fantasy realms, narratives, things like that. Growing up being bullied in school, I would have to disassociate, and sometimes I would find myself playing the role of, like, my favorite character in a movie or a book, and literally playing it out like a movie in my head to escape from the unstable reality that was my life. And I shared with my therapist recently that I've done that with relationships as well. It's like, I'll meet someone, I will connect with them, and then I just take off with it. So instead of letting the connection be whatever it was in that present moment, it's like I then create this web of narratives into this, like, fantasy realm of this connection with this person that's not based in reality or facts. And this has led to disappointment. And my therapist really reassured me, saying, like, Jess, listen, growing up, you did not have a lot of stability and consistency. And you escaped and created safety through false narratives or false fantasies, creating situations that never happened but provided you with the feelings and reassurance and validation that you needed. And sure, growing up it was a good escape, but now as an adult trying to form real relationships, it can get tricky because I really have to remain as present as I can with the relationships, platonic, romantic, and otherwise. I have to remain as present as I can in order to really feel into the truth of the matter, the truth of the present moment. Is what I'm discerning true or false? How does my body feel? I think that's really important. If you're someone like me who tends to live in the internal worlds of your mind, it's really powerful to get into the body and feel into what it is you're experiencing. So, like, for example, if you're trying to reconnect with someone that you've had a falling out with, or you're having issues at work or whatever, really tune into the physical sensations of your body when you're with those people or at those places. Because your body is kind of like your internal compass and can really point you into the directions you need to go to in order to gain mental clarity and understanding. I think of the Two of Swords in tarot a lot when I think of what we're talking about here, because the Two of Swords, you think of the picture of the typical depiction of it is a person sitting down with a blindfold over their eyes with two swords crossed in front of them. You can think of the Two of Swords of like not seeing the truth of the matter, not wanting to see what's right in front of you. And the swords is all about, you know, the intellect, the mind. So when we don't want to see what's exactly in front of us, and instead we create false narratives or maybe unrealistic expectations for ourselves and other people or situations in our life, yeah, it's going to set us up for disappointment. And, you know, I've come to learn that we can't avoid all of the hard emotions in life, right? Like, that would be lit if we'd be like, yeah, I'm going to take a pass on grief and disappointment today. Here's my card to pass this and collect $200 type of bullshit. And it's like, if only life was that easy, yo. It ain't, though. We literally are divine beings in a meat flesh suit here to have an human experience. And that human experience, unfortunately, involves suffering and struggle and loss and disappointment, because all of those things are invitations to go deeper, to do that work. And, you know, life the last year has just been so, like, one thing after another. Like how I said at the beginning of this episode, it's been a tiring last couple years since the pandemic really started, and I know collectively we all feel it. It's not just me, it's not just you, but that doesn't mean that your feelings are invalid and that what you're going through doesn't matter. It does. But collectively, I want you to know that, like, I feel it too, and I'm sending you all the love in the world, because it ain't easy, folks. It ain't easy being self-aware people in this life. And I think, and I say it all the time to friends, that being self-aware is a blessing and a curse. It's like, you have the blessing of being aware of your shit so you can do better, but then you have the curse of being aware of your shit and having to do better. But, you know, I would rather go through what I've gone through and do the work that I've done than be someone who chooses to live in toxic and depressing and really just sad to witness types of cycles and behaviors and relationships and mindsets and whatever you want to call it, however you want to label it. Just when people choose to walk through life with this darkness surrounding them, this air of self-pity and victimization and instead of taking accountability, instead of stepping up to the plate and taking the action needed. It's, and this isn't coming from like a self-righteous place, okay? Like, I was one of those people for a very long time. I refused to look at myself. I refused to really get real about my triggers and my trauma and how negatively I was projecting that onto other people. Excuse me. My throat chakra is just like opening the fuck up right now. But, you know, like, I was there too. I was one of those people for a long time. And it took me losing quite a few people in my life and opportunities and things for me to be the one to realize, like, oh damn, I'm the drama. I am the drama. And although now I don't necessarily feel that, like, sure, I'm a human being who self-sabotages sometimes and, you know, like, gets into my ego and, you know, throws a pity party. But at the end of the day, like, I feel that because I faced my shit, or not even faced, because I'll probably always be facing my shit, but because I took the step to step up and to be like, no more am I going to allow my trauma drive the bus of my life. No longer am I going to be a passenger in the bus of my life. And I say that saying, I've said it a few times on the podcast, like, it's really important to take the reins of your fucking life. No one else is going to do it for you. And the thing that I've learned most recently is you can't do it for anybody else. Damn, throat chakra's like, yeah, bitch. But it's hard. I think, especially if you're a healer or an empath or a people pleaser, even, like, what have you. It's like you want to help people. You want to fix people. But really, at the end of the day, the only person you can focus on is yourself. The only growth and healing you can focus on is your own. And perhaps your growth will inspire others to grow in their own way, but perhaps not. But at the end of the day, it's not your responsibility. It's their responsibility. What is your responsibility is the expectations that you place on others and yourself. And when you kind of get out of your body and you go too far into the mind and into the internal fanatical landscapes, like, that can be dangerous and that can pull you out of reality and make you question the realness of your relationships, of your thoughts and feelings. So again, if you have resonated with this episode at all, I really invite you to do practices that get you into your body, whether that's physical movement or meditation and breath work, or even, like, for me, I'm thinking about going to the library today, because just walking around the library in such a quiet environment and looking at the books forces me to be so present, you know, and just really allowing me to not be in the theater of my mind, because sometimes that's what it feels like, yo. It feels like there's like a whole theatrical production going on in my brain and I'm just sitting down watching a movie and my whole life will go by, you know. I remember times in my life where I would disassociate for hours into the fanatical realms of my mind. And yeah, like, I missed out on a lot because I was just trying to escape me. And if I've learned anything the last year, the safest place I can be is with me. And it's an ever-evolving journey, but I just want you to know again, if you're going through anything, if you're processing things, if you're feeling disappointment or grief or anger or just overwhelm, you're not alone. I invite you to take account of what is it that right now makes you happy. What simple joys in your life can you indulge in a little more to help make this time a little bit more softer for you? So yeah, I love you all so much for those who listen and connect with me here. I'm thinking about taking like a social media break for a bit, not from the podcast and not from TikTok, but like from Instagram and Facebook. I just feel like Instagram is just not it right now. It's like whenever I post, the algorithm's crap. I feel like what I'm putting on there, people aren't vibing with. And I just have felt this call to step away from Instagram, which kind of sucks because I do like the doom scroll on there from time to time. And maybe I will keep it for my own personal use, but not be posting as much. So if you do want to connect with me outside of Facebook and Instagram, you could find me on TikTok at Jess the Autistic Witch. And yeah, if you want to email me at any time, my email is jess@thecompassioncommunity.com. And yeah, I am kind of just chilling, doing my own thing. But if you need support and you want to reach out, definitely do that. But stay tuned for the next episode. I'm having fun just kind of recording these as I go. But yeah, I love you all so much. I hope this finds you well, and just know you're never alone.